After days of protests against Sri Lanka's government, 17 ministers take their oath before the president. Most are young, with little political experience.
The crisis that exists today is a good opportunity to bring changes to the system the people are asking for. You have got that opportunity. Along with that, I am asking young people to assist that process.
Sources tell Al Jazeera that Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa wanted more experienced people in the cabinet. He did not attend the swearing-in. The president's decision to bring younger people into the cabinet is seen by critics as a way of acknowledging and responding to demands made by youths in countrywide protests against him and his government. The country is suffering its worst economic crisis since independence from Britain in 1948. A shortage of foreign currency has left the government unable to import basic essentials, leading to price increases and shortages of food, medicine, cooking gas and fuel. Tens of thousands of people have demonstrated for more than a week at this protest ground outside the president's office in Colombo. And the reaction to the new cabinet here was no surprise.
It's of no use at all. It's the same kind of crooks, just different faces coming in. This is not a solution.
We came from Karunigala to somehow chase them out. We honestly have no way to live because of what they are doing. We are managing with great difficulty.
After months of denying an economic crisis, the government has downplayed the protests and is seeking help from the International Monetary Fund. But some economists say it may be too late.
Most of the young people we spoke to here say they're not happy with the appointment of a new cabinet and that as long as President Gotabaya Rajapaksa and Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa remain in charge, things will be the same. Minel Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.